So if you've been joining us, if you've been with us, you know we've been in a series entitled Upside Down Kingdom. We're looking at the lessons from the Sermon on the Mount. And just to give you, just so that we can make sure we got it all covered, I'm going to give you the condensed version really quick. We had this world. God created this world. His presence was here. It was awesome. God and man were in unity together. There was no sin. Imagine that for a moment. Wow. And what happened? We chose sin over God. When that happened and mankind did that, there became a separation, a divorce of these two kingdoms. And two kingdoms were formed. There was the kingdom of God that's always been there. And now there's the kingdom of this world, or as we've been calling the upside down kingdom, where man is separated from God, not in the dominion of God, not in the rule and reign of God, but rather separated and trying somehow to keep that thing afloat in knowing God. But Jesus comes on the scene. Amen. God didn't just pull out and say, I'm not doing this anymore. Good luck. Good luck to you guys, but I'm out. He had a plan, and that's through his son, Jesus. We know Jesus came to die on the cross for our sins and also to be rose again. But he also came to usher in a new kingdom so that we don't have to live in this planet without the presence of God. That's good news. Jesus said it was good news. He said, I'm telling you good news. Repent, for the kingdom of God is near. And he continued to tell that good news. Say, you don't have to live on this planet anymore and be away from the kingdom of God. So the thing is once you say yes to Jesus, you become a citizen of the kingdom of God while living in this upside down kingdom that we call Earth. Now, how many of you know those are two opposite kingdoms? The kingdom of this world does not operate like the kingdom of God. No matter how much you want to dress it up, I mean, you could put lipstick on a pig, but it ain't going to look good, right? But that's what we've been trying to do without God. And God, Jesus says, listen, repent. The kingdom of God is near. If you become part of my kingdom, you still live here in this earth. You still live in America, but you're a citizen of the kingdom of God. Now, that leads to ask the question, and that's the one we've been trying to figure out with our time together, is how do I live here but do things as my nation of the kingdom of God is asking me to do things? How do I live here with this world doing everything backwards and then do things the right way that God has intended? Where is that? I believe that Jesus gave that in the Sermon on the Mount. Sermon on the Mount was, he went up to this hillside, he brought his disciples with him, and he began to teach them what it meant to be in the kingdom of God, what it meant to be a citizen. He's explaining, he's giving a depiction, he's giving a example of what it's like to be a citizen of the kingdom of God while you live in this messed up world. Yeah. But as we found every week, it seems upside down. What Jesus says seems upside down from what we're used to. And it is. But the truth is, we're upside down, he's right side up. He's got things the right way. We are now trying to transform our mind by renewing it into what God is calling us to do. So I just want to invite you, if you've been in this series, or maybe you've missed a couple weeks, go back and really study these scriptures and try to renew our minds. Let's try to deprogram from what the way the world has taught us since we've been little itty bitty kids. You know, kids learn really well. Have you noticed that?
Oh, yeah.
They pick up things that you didn't really want them to pick up.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
And I'm in trouble a lot of times. I hear something said, or they say something, or have an attitude, and I go, I know where they got that from. It's this guy right here. But we've learned just like that in this world. We've learned the way to do things, to get ahead, to be successful. And Jesus is saying, my kingdom's not of this world. My kingdom is totally different. So because of that, let's pick up where we left off last week in Matthew 5:8. It says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Can we read that together this morning? Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Now, if you're just skimming over this really quickly, as I often have done in my life, I don't know if we know this verse. You've heard this verse, right? But have you ever like really studied it into what it meant? Because we think we know, right? Based off of cultural context, like things in our world. But what we are really finding out is that as everything is before as it is today, that there is more meat on the bone that we actually have left. We read it, okay, yeah, it says that, we keep going. Let's really dive into it this morning. In fact, let's not just dive into it. Let's reverse engineer this thing, because I want to show you what I want to focus on. I want to focus on what is the promise. What is the promise for those and know God is what we get, but it's also what we need to be pursuing. That produces a pure heart, which leads us to seeing and knowing God. It's all wrapped up and together. It's not that I have to do, it's that I have to know him. What is he doing? Where is God? God, what do you have? Let me just, some of you are practical people, I am too. What does this look like? This looks like waking up every day and saying, God, I want to know you. I got a lot of things on my agenda today, but God, first, I want to know you. And I want to see what you're doing. And I want to follow what that is. And if I get off track, Lord, I want to come back to you. Let me tell you this. You were made pure when you said yes to Jesus. He took your dirty clothes and he cleaned them. You're pure. But now comes the time of pursuing God. Now, we get this so screwed up sometimes. We're pursuing God to know him, not to try to do everything right. That scares some people. It does. It's scary because now you're like, well, I'm not in control. Exactly.
Amen.
The Pharisees were in control, and that went sideways real quick. We got all these rules, got all these regulations. He says, you guys are hypocrites. What did they have missing? Their focus wasn't on trying to know the Lord. It was head knowledge. It was hand religion. It wasn't heart. Jesus is after our hearts. He's after our hearts. See, the world may be focused on themselves and how they look, but Jesus isn't. He's looking for your heart. He wants all of it. Listen, your heart might be messed up, but he wants it. You give it to him, he makes it pure. You stick on his, there's going to be things pouring out of your life. That's the fruit. We talk about the fruit, right? The fruit of the Spirit. The fruit is the natural stuff that comes out of you when you're focused on the Lord. You don't say, oh, I got to have that fruit. I got to get that fruit. I got to make sure that I have the right attitude here. I got to make sure I do this. I got to make sure I don't do this. No, I want to make sure I'm pursuing God with everything I do. And out of the branches of my life come the fruit that bear what Christ is. That's what we're focused on. Don't get all messed up and screwed up like, I don't got a pure heart. Just give it to him. Give it to him. Here's what Jesus is saying in closing. Stand with me, will you? Jesus is saying this. In your kingdom, people are self-focused. They're focused on how they look, what they do, what people think about them. They will waver and please man. They will pursue money. They will pursue success. They will pursue themselves looking superior and better than everybody else. He's saying that to those people that he spoke to then, those disciples, and he's speaking to that to us today. Your upside down kingdom is looking the wrong direction. But if you listen, this is where it comes. He says, citizens of the kingdom of God are focused on seeing and knowing God. Focused on seeing and knowing. And from that comes a pure heart. And from a pure heart comes the fruit. And as a result, the citizens of the kingdom of God will see and know me. How many of you this morning say, I want that? Lord, we come to you this morning, and I say, first of all, Lord, it is so easy to get our focus off of you and onto these other things that seem like good things. And then we make those into gods almost. And we forget you. Lord, there's times where we're just trying to come up with ways, trying to not be dumb and bad, and we get so wrapped up in that, and then we end up feeling bad about ourselves, and then it goes on this, and we come distant and further from you. I'm convinced that God knows our hearts are messed up, but the purity is that he wants you to give it to him. That's where the purity thing goes. There's nothing you can do to make your heart pure. Oh, I just got to tell you that. There's nothing you can do to make your heart pure without knowing Jesus. You could go home, you could say all the right things, listen to the right Christian music, you could, you know, make sure you're wearing a sleeping bag so nobody thinks anything weird about you. You could do whatever you want. But unless you know Jesus, you're never going to be pure. That's empty. Jesus says, happy, blessed, loved, fulfilled are those who are pure in heart, giving me everything and focused on me because they will see me. Lord, let us be people of God that are focused on knowing you. Lord, I want to be known for somebody that loves and wants to be with you, because out of that comes the fruit. I don't want to be known as the guy that, oh, he did all the right things. Because that might look good for man, but God, I'm not trying to please man. I'm done with that. Lord, I'm trying to please you. I'm trying to honor you. I'm trying to know you. See, when you know somebody, when you see and know somebody, that means you care about them, that you love them, that you want to do what's right by them, that you care about their interest and what they're doing. God, that's how I want to see and know you. Lord, speak to us today. Some of you right now, you know, you've been grown up in a very strict religious household that was more about the hand religion than the head religion. And you've got some wounds. You've got some things that make you clam up. Maybe you're watching online and you haven't been at church because of those things that happened to you. I'm here to tell you this morning that God just wants your heart. Let him deal with the other stuff. He can deal. He will. Trust me. He convicts. He shows. But he does it to make us whole. He does it for us to be blessed. There's things we need to work on. Don't get me wrong. But if our focus isn't on the Lord, isn't on him, we're going to waver. Look to the left. Look to the right. Try to do everything right. He's not into the do. He's into the who. Lord, we want to give you everything we have, because that's what we know you want from us, Lord. You want our devotion, our attention, our loyalty. Loyalty. What a word. Jesus wants your loyalty. He wants your devotion, your attention. You could be working in the kitchen all you want, doing all the things that the world's telling you to do, that man tells you to do. But he says the best place is at the feet with me in relationship. Lord, let us be like Mary and not like Martha. Let us try to pursue you more. Lord, we want to be like the disciples trying to get more from you and less like the Pharisees who are just trying to do everything without you. Come help us, Lord, we ask. We repent, Lord, of looking at other things, of being double vision, double minded. Lord, we're asking, Lord, would you just reveal yourself again to us today? And Lord, tomorrow as we wake up, tonight as we go to bed, Lord, this week that we would be focused on you. What are you doing? I want to do it too. Lord, we love you. We know that you're not looking for perfection. You're looking for those who are submitted to the process. And that's what we are, Lord. We're submitting to your process. We know that in this life, we'll never be completely free of this thing, and it's a struggle. But I'm done with just trying to fight that without you. I need you, Jesus. I need to focus on you. Don't let me try to start up another pharisaical moment where I'm going to do this and all that. Lord, let me pursue you. And when I pass from this earth, Lord, I pray for me and for those that are in the attendance and those watching online, Lord, that we would be people, they would know us as people who sought after God. We need you, Jesus. We thank you We thank you, Lord, that you want to know us. You're not just looking for people to do things. You want us. You want our friendship, our relationship, our devotion. We thank you for that, Jesus. Bless your holy name. Lord, I pray blessings. Blessings on everyone here, watching online, wherever they are, listening later on down the road. I pray, God, that they would be people that are focused on serving, loving, and knowing you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.